Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Thursday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
Oh, my God. You thought you were going to win six this year.
Christian Fourier.
Christian, your prediction.
I hear you. Thanks, Steve.
And Glenn Ordway.
Hold on. Is Ray Bourque not available?
What will a loss to the 49ers mean for the Patriots season?
This game here is probably the biggest game that they are going to play in a long time.
And what could a loss mean for Cam Newton's future in Foxborough?
I'd rather take my chance with Jimmy Garoppolo. I think he's a better quarterback than Cam Newton.
The mystery guest returns at 4 p.m. Now it's time for OMF.
Based on what?
On EEI.
Hallelujah. We got to a Thursday OMF show, and we're not sitting here talking about the possibility of a cancellation, a postponement, moving the game. How many players are they going to have?
No.
This is a whole new thing for us today, fellas.
No, and we won't, and we're not going to talk about what a superstar Mookie Betts is because, you know, the Dodgers lost. Suddenly he's not good anymore. Nobody's talking about Mookie Betts anymore.
Lost. What happened? Yeah, no, it's good. I like the COVID thing. I want to get to that point. You know, like baseball, I don't even think about it right now. You're thinking about like,
no.
Oh, what if Mookie gets COVID tomorrow?
No.
Or Bellinger's.
No.
You don't. You just kind of, so you want football? Maybe you're right, Christian. Last week you had to get through it. Now you're good.
You got
to
reset. Now everybody's happy and everybody's kind of, I would say, more educated and has a better understanding of what they can and can't do. You know, somebody needs to be the sacrificial lamb. Somebody needs to, right? Somebody needs to make the stupid mistake. Any team I've ever been on, thank God somebody else was dumber than me because they did something that I had actually thought about, but I just didn't get around to it. And then they did it, got caught, and I was like, ooh, man, that's what would have happened to me if I would have done that? Dunsky.
All right, so we actually have a football game to talk about. San Francisco 49ers are coming into town, and so I hate to bring this up, but I'm going to do it anyway. So you've got Cam Newton, the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Jarrett Stidham is your backup quarterback for the New England Patriots. And Jimmy Garoppolo is the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Hasn't played well out there. Going to make an awful lot of money, but there's an opportunity for the 49ers to let him go. So will we be watching this Sunday one of the quarterbacks who will be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots in 2021?
That's an interesting way of posing that question. On this Sunday, will one of these two guys, well, actually,
three.
Well, three, because, well, we technically need to rephrase it. I take that back. That was a crappy question because Stidham's not going to play, right? So,
No, I'm not talking about the field.
Okay. Okay.
So he's the starter next year.
I apologize. Good job, Glenn. Okay, so I am going to go with, jeez, I forgot what I wanted
who
to
is
say.
G?
Yes. Yes. I think one of them will be. I think, and if I had to put them in order about who I wanted to
be. Oh, there
be,
we go. That's ahead, what I was looking for.
I would say I would like to have Garoppolo here, then Stidham, then Cam. Sorry. Like I think it's kind of over with Cam. And even if he turns it around and plays well, I don't know if this is your future with Cam Newton. So I would put him third on that list, and I would say Jimmy G, I think there's a better chance that he's your guy.
Christian.
Well, I do not think Cam Newton will be here next year, so he's obviously third for me.
Yeah.
Stidham will be here. I'll put him at if we have to choose, right?
I'll put Stidham in second.
Order.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
because
order.
He's still young enough and he's still got, and I think Glenn was on to something.
Yep.
I think he was. It never happens. Every now and then, a blind squirrel finds an acorn, and this, sure enough, Glenn's is Jimmy G.
Thanks for the support. I appreciate that.
But, yeah, I feel like this is kind of working out just the way Glenn prophesized. I think Jimmy G will be your quarterback next year.
I do, too. I think Stidham will be your backup, and Cam will not be here. So here's the question we all have. If Bill Belichick is looking at Cam Newton right now, and he has struggled in the last two games, he can run the football. We know certain things they can do that they could not do with other quarterbacks, but it's a passing league. And so far, that part of the game has failed miserably. So how long is Cam Newton's leash before Bill Belichick has to reassess and say, okay, I got to look forward to 2021, figure out where we're going?
So you think that eventually, are we assuming that at some point in time, Cam Newton will get Fitzpatrick?
I do.
Let me give you this one.
He'll get the next
two games. Let's say he sucks in the next two games.
Absolutely.
Again, they can't throw. They're throwing the ball for 140 yards.
Again, you know, yesterday we were talking about buyers, sellers, right? You're 2 weeks away from the trade deadline. You know, if that happens, obviously 2-0, 1-1, 0-2. Those are your possibilities. I guess you could throw a tie in there possibly. But, you know, if you get the kind of performance you got the last two games from Cam, and we all know that there's, you know, factors involved in that last one of not playing. And let's just say you lose both games to good football teams. San Francisco's beat up. I get it. Buffalo, we'll see what they are. And you're 2-5. Would people around here really want to stick with Cam Newton if you're 2-5? Like, I've always felt like, listen, I thought Cam should be here. And then it got to the point where the opt-outs came in, and I still don't think they were any good. So then it sort of flipped on me. And I was like, why is he here? Because if I don't think they're any good, why is he here? Why don't you find out? So maybe the best case scenario is Cam goes 5, 6, 8 games, maybe 7 or 8 games. You're not a good football team. And then you get what everybody wants, I think. Find out what Stidham is. Just find out if he can play. He might have a crap game in there, and all of a sudden it might get better, and you might have your answer.
See, I think if the question is how long is this leash, this Cam Newton leash, and you know, is he gonna end up the same way Fitzpatrick is? You know, feeling sad and surprised and shocked that he lost his job. I mean, listen. If that's the good, that's the analogy you should use. Completely surprised by it, Fitzpatrick was that he lost his job to Tua. I think it's indefinite. He's never going to not be the starter this year. He is not. There's not going to be a situation you can put him in, this team in, where they say, you know what? I'm better off with that guy being Stidham. I'm better off. Hey, let me teach Cam Newton a lesson and put Jared Stidham in. Ah, that'll teach him. Because I think that he gives you just enough, and he is a better competitor and a fighter more than Hoyer and more than Stidham. He gives you more, even though I feel like those guys have better skill set as far as just throwing the ball and could be a little bit more accurate than him. Your best chance to win in every single game moving forward is Cam Newton. So even if it looks like crap, even if it looks terrible, I don't think they're going to pull him. Because you want to sit there and look at Hoyer, or you just want to look at Stidham?
Stidham.
You want to look at Stidham. So if they have 4 wins and they're like completely done with the season, they know there's no chance of them making the playoffs, then they will put Stidham in there to see what he's worth.
So, Christian, if Cam Newton struggles, okay, they have to take him out and try Stidham and see what Stidham has, because you're not going to bring Cam Newton back next year, even at that $24 million non-exclusive.
Listen, Glenn, if he looks like he did on Sunday against the Broncos, I think they could cut him. Like, listen, it's a little exaggeration.
Well, you just said indefinite.
I know, but I don't think he's going to look like that. No, I don't think. First of all, he's saying
Bull
if.
Glenn.
He's saying if. No, he's saying if he's not successful and he's not good.
I would say this.
Of course.
I think Cam Newton.
But he's not going to be.
I think Cam Newton has 2 weeks. He has 2 weeks. Because last week, I think, Bill, you did the all 22 yourself.
I did.
You looked at it. And what was your takeaway? Was it the wide receivers?
Nope.
Okay, it was Cam Newton.
Yep.
So do you think they look at film?
Sometimes. Sometimes they don't want to look at it.
So what do you think Bill Belichick is looking at this going, Jesus, this guy here, this guy there, that guy there, this guy over here. What are we doing? So, but you know what? In the back of his mind, he's saying he's missed 2 weeks. He's missed a week of practice. That's him giving Cam an excuse.
Yep.
You look like somewhat similar this week against San Fran. You look somewhat similar next week against Buffalo. The Jets is a perfect opportunity to throw a guy like Stidham in and to give him that game like, dude, just don't worry about it, okay? They're going to lose the game, okay? We're going to just win it by just getting your feet wet in your first NFL
start
against the New York Jets. Cam Newton has 2 weeks to show that he can be a lot better than he was this past week, or he gone.
Yeah, I don't see it. See, the thing is, I don't think that he is that bad of a quarterback. I don't think what you saw on Sunday, I don't think you'll see that again.
We'll see.
I don't think he's great. I think he's obviously limited, but he makes up for it by being able to do so many different things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because in the end, does anyone forget what we saw in Kansas City? Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember what that looks like? So if Cam Newton played like that without any practice, what do you think Stidham would have looked like?
And what I don't really care.
Throwing the ball into the front row of the stands.
I'm saying, like, I don't really care because
he knows the system.
He can look like that against the Jets, and you could still get that W. And then you just hope it gets better. I don't think Bill Belichick looked at that film, as you pointed out, as you looked at it, and a lot of people started to look at it and realize that Cam Newton was really, really bad in this. All right, I'm going to give him the excuse. That's two games in a row. It wasn't great against the Raiders either. If it's somewhat similar versus the Niners, I don't know what the upgrade is. I mean, I don't know what the concern is as far as the fallback. Like, he's missing guys wide open. He's underthrowing guys. He's not seeing guys open. Like, what are we worried about? Hopefully Stidham doesn't do what Hoyer did, but if he did, all right, let's find out if he's a repeat offender.
I think the biggest
See if he fear, does it again.
I think the biggest fear you have right now is the teams have figured him out. There's enough film right now, and they've figured him out. They don't have to worry about the wide receivers getting daylight out there. All they have to worry about is stopping Cam Newton from running the football. Jimmy Garoppolo comes to town this Sunday. Is there any regret from the Patriots in dealing him away? We have somebody who says they botched that trade. We'll get to all of it, plus your phone calls at 617-779-7937. A mystery guest today at 4 p.m.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jimmy can go out there and run everything that Tom can run. We've seen that. And when we put Jimmy in there, it's really seamless.
Did the Patriots make a mistake in trading Jimmy G?
Let me guess.
Yep.
I couldn't ask
for him to give us any more than he's given us.
Kind of a couple years ago, you were acquired at the trade deadline. What are your memories of that day and how it's kind of changed your career?
Yeah, it happened fast. It was a whirlwind. Everything's worked out pretty well since then, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Number one, it's not an either-or proposition. You can always figure out a way, if you think you have a guy who's going to take over, to keep both, as the Packers did with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
There was no way that he could sign Jimmy Garoppolo because Jimmy Garoppolo was not entertaining contract offers, nor was Don Yee.
Well, I think that was a mistake trading Jimmy because Jimmy's an unbelievable quarterback.
So you had to trade Brady, but Belichick didn't try to trade Brady. He just knew that I can't do this. The guy's playing too good. I'm not trading him away at this trade deadline.
I can't believe this is coming up once again, 3 years later, but so be it. There are people out there, one, Ryan Hannibal from WEEI.com, who believes the Patriots botched the quarterback situation. I'll give you the essence of his column, because I think he does understand the money and that you couldn't pay both of those guys, but his premise is they should have kept Jimmy through the rest of the season, and then in that offseason, they should have let Brady go. That would have been the loss against Philadelphia, and move on to Jimmy Garoppolo. Does that make any sense to either one of you?
Number one, you won the Super Bowl the year he left, right? That was the year you beat the Rams, correct?
Yes.
So you won a Super Bowl, all right, with Brady. The only thing is, in hindsight now, is going back on this book that Jeff Benedict wrote, The Dynasty. Remember that? And Hannibal brings it up in this part here where he says Brady went to the Kraft's house in 2017 and won it out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so after that Super Bowl, now remember, they lost to the Eagles. That was the year they traded Jimmy G. 3 months later, Brady's in, you know, 3 or 4 months later, he's in Kraft's living room saying, I want out of my contract. So if you sort of played it out, you know, in hindsight and didn't move Jimmy and the season ends and Brady wants out, is that your answer? Brady wanted out. We're going to keep Jimmy G moving forward because Brady went now. I don't know. Would you have beaten the Rams? Would you have been in a Super Bowl the following year? Would you have won a Super Bowl?
I don't believe you would have.
Sure you would have either. No. Right. But I'm just saying, as far as the transition from one to the next, Brady was the one that wanted out the 17. You know, and I guess he thought about it again, said, I'll get through it. I'll deal with it. And that was all in Benedict's book, The Dynasty. So I guess in hindsight, you could have looked at it and said, that could have been the clean break right there after Philly.
Yeah, no, but when it comes to, did they botch the trade? Did they botch the handling of Jimmy Garoppolo? Did they completely screw it up by trading him? I mean, in order for that to be true, Garoppolo would have had to go out and win a couple, and you would have to never even play, and Brady would have to have gotten hurt, and you would get nothing for your money or your decision for keeping Brady. So to me, the answer is no, they did not botch it. Sure, Jimmy Garoppolo ended up going to a Super Bowl, but he did not win it. So good luck dealing with that. You actually went to some, and you won more. You won more, so you actually, in the end, made the right decision.
Yeah, so after you traded him at the trading deadline, you got to the Super Bowl, you lost to Philadelphia. The next year, you get to the Super Bowl, and you beat the Rams. And other than the first five games that Garoppolo played, Tom Brady has outplayed Garoppolo during this entire period. He's outplayed him.
Yeah, and I would say that's a huge part of it. So, because, again, If you agree that they botched it and they made a mistake, well, then give me proof. Give me proof that Garoppolo actually played better, that he was more valuable to the San Francisco 49ers as opposed to being more valuable as a Patriot.
You know, the other thing is that there is a good chance that Jimmy G could be available this offseason, right?
Glenn, I
you
believe
talked
so,
about it
yes.
before. And there's a good chance Jimmy G could come back. So how do you botch a trade? By trading away a guy for 3 years, keep the older guy, win a Super Bowl, and then turn around and get Jimmy G 3 years later. Like, how is that considered botched? Wouldn't that be considered working out perfectly?
I think both sides in the end won. I mean, I think this is a push. If you're really going to sit there and think about it that way, it's a push.
So it's sort of like, you know, it's not like, you know, Chapman, Gleyber Torres. Yankees trade Chapman, get Gleyber Torres, re-sign Chapman later on. But, you know, Field Yates had the whole Jimmy Garoppolo trade, which I love that tree. Like, as far as what it became, they traded Garoppolo for the 42nd overall pick in the second round in 2018. There was basically 10 trades attached to this one pick. Because they turned that into a second and a fourth, and then they moved the second, they moved the fourth. Basically, Jimmy Garoppolo, in the end, after making 10 trades with all of these picks, Juwan Williams, I don't know who Christian Sam is. Help me out. That? Juwan Williams, Damian Harris, Yodney Kajust, Jared Stidham, Dalton Keene, Justin Heron, who was your starting right tackle.
He was last week.
So if you could turn around next year and San Fran says, you know what, we like him, but we don't like him that much. We're going to find our new quarterback. And you get Jimmy Garoppolo back. I don't know if any of these guys I just named are any good, but what if Juwan Williams and Damian Harris are, you know, and Dalton Keene becomes a good player? Don't you sort of turn around and sit there and say, we just traded him away. We got these players. 3 years later, we got him for a cheaper price than what it would have cost if he stayed.
In the meantime, you go to the Super Bowl twice and you win one of the two. Okay? Yeah. And Brady was a better player.
The Eagles beat the Rams. What are we doing?
Brady was a better player.
I'll say botched.
No,
I don't see it.
Brady proved, validated their decision. If you wanted to get ahead of it and you really wanted to move on instead of 2 years later, then fine. But the reality is he leaves. He goes and gets traded. He plays great like the last four games of the season. Like they bring him in like, oh, I remember playing sound. Oh, look at him commanding
5-0.
The sideline. He looks great. Well, sure. And then he ends up blowing out his knee.
Mm-hmm.
So he misses the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back. We're all freaking out. Oh, no, he does not look good. And then sure enough, he picks up steam. He gets better and better. Then they go to the Super Bowl. Okay, now it's this year. He got hurt again, which is kind of a theme in this. The one thing, if you want to say anything about Brady, like the guy is reliable, he's durable, and he's always available. Unless some crazy fool comes through the middle of the line and blows your knee out. But there's no non-contact injuries. Like you actually have to physically touch him to hurt him. So I think in the end, they still got more. They got more playing time. They got more reps. They got more practice days. They got more touchdowns. They got more everything.
I don't see how anybody can make a point that they botched this trade up.
No, it could work out perfect.
And even last year, you talk about the 49ers Super Bowl team. Who was the weakest link on that team? It was the quarterback.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of criticism on that one throw where he had, I forget who the hell it was, wide open. He overthrew him. But it's more like Jimmy G is sort of proving that it wasn't botched. You let him go. If you include that last year he was here, the guy's been hurt 3 of the 5 years he's been in this league, basically, as a quarterback. Including this year, he missed a couple of games. You know, you said the knee. So he said one full season, took his team to a Super Bowl. Some criticism maybe of how he played, although I could argue that he was very good for about three quarters. So it's not like he's turned in to Aaron Rodgers, right? It's
not like he's not.
If San Fran was like, you know what, not only are we going to pick up this option, but we're going to sign him to another 5-year deal because we've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We could have a discussion like that right now. The jury's still out on Jimmy G. I mean,
really?
Jimmy G was your quarterback the last 3 years. Would you be excited if you got 1 year out of him? 1 year healthy?
No, I would not.
Right, so what are we doing?
No, I would not at all. I mean, you say they definitely are not getting their money's worth with him just based on the fact that he's always hurt. Like, he's always hurt. Even when he first started, he got hurt. I mean, that's the theme for Jimmy Garoppolo, that he's injury prone, that he can't avoid contact, that he makes, you know, listen, he had a real risky slide in the game last week that people are critical of. Like, why are you sliding? You would think he wouldn't make those mistakes anymore to put himself in harm's way. But he does.
I think that this is a no-brainer. There's no freaking way that they botched this thing.
And I would even say
this. It's evident by Tom Brady's production. I'm sorry.
But what about
this? He's been more productive.
But weren't there rumors that Brady was going to go to San Francisco?
Yes, they were talking to him in this offseason. They were talking about replacing Jimmy Garoppolo with Tom Brady.
Who knows?
Well, we don't know, but that was out there. And then who knows where they go right now? Do they go to Kirk Cousins? He may be available. Do they go to Matt Ryan? Is that a possibility? Kyle Shanahan coached him. Maybe he goes to him as well. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from Jimmy Garoppolo. And speaking of regret, the big fella believes there is a Patriots coach with some regret right now. We'll find out who that is. Plus your phone call, 617-779-7937 next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
So, Jimmy, obviously, you know, all the games, every Sunday in the NFL is important, but I wonder about the if there is any extra significance this week going back to Foxborough.
I'm really excited about it. It's, you know, I've seen this one on the calendar for a while. Excitement, a lot of emotions going on with this one, but it'll be a cool experience. You know, wish the circumstances were a little different with fans and everything like that, but it'll still be real cool to see some familiar faces back there, get back to the old stomping grounds, and yeah, I mean, life, it's crazy what life, how life can change in 3 years.
Interesting. Jimmy Garoppolo on KNBR. It's exciting. Looking forward to it. I've had it on my calendar for a long time now.
It's better with fans, right? We were looking at this game for a while, too. Jimmy G's return to Foxborough. How about next year? Tom Brady's return to Foxborough. Yeah. No fans?
Yeah. Hopefully on, by no, then we'll be in no stage fans? Whatever. Whatever stage
what?
We need to be
stage
in.
Stage 9. We'll still idea. Have only 12,000 at the stadium or whatever.
Might allow 10,000 by then.
Yeah, I think so.
Next fall?
So he sounds like he's pretty excited about all of this stuff. And so on that same interview, they asked him about his relationship with Bill Belichick.
You know, whenever coach says something along those lines, it's coming from him, it means a lot. You know, just the respect I have for him with his football knowledge, all the experience that he's had throughout the NFL, it's, you know, his resume, I think, speaks for itself. But coach and me, we always had a good relationship. You know, he obviously being a defensive coach, there'd be some battles in practice, you know, things like that with if he calls that would go the defense's way. But that's it was all good fun. But yeah. Coach, he taught me a ton. I got nothing respect for the guy. He's first class all the way, and everything you could ask for in a coach, he was about it.
Wow. Glowing reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, it's like, you're awesome. No, you're awesome.
But he's no fool.
No.
He knows the handwriting's on the wall. If he doesn't get better with the 49ers this year, Shanahan's going to move on and probably get a veteran quarterback because they're in their window of opportunity right now. And he knows that a perfect place to go next year would be back with Bill Belichick.
And he also knows that Belichick's a very good reference for him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's good,
I mean,
too.
You know, yeah. I mean, thinking about Jimmy G, you know, Shanahan, I know you've had him for a couple of years. Bill, you had him at the beginning. You know, I mean, this, you're going to sign Jimmy G. You're thinking about it. I don't know if you have a relationship with Bill. Wouldn't you call him? Wouldn't you call Shanahan? What do you think?
Well, why doesn't Jimmy just call Bill?
It's a good reference.
Why don't they just text back and forth? We know that that happened in the past.
You think he's texted him this week? Hey, Jimmy, just good luck this week. Show everybody what you can do. Yeah. I'm pulling for you.
Hey, they tell me I'm not allowed to come see you or shake your hand, so I just want to make sure I get my salutations out of the way now.
Yep. I miss you.
I'm going to wave to you. Hello.
Well, everybody's going to be looking for the greeting at the end of the game.
You know, the little heart. Yeah. You know, everybody does a little heart with the hand.
Put it right on their heart. Like, I miss you.
Yeah. But look, any conversations that I have with anybody be between me and that person.
Yeah. Lou.
We played this early. Bill Belichick saying that, and this was a couple of years ago, that Jimmy could do everything within their offensive system than Tom could do. Seamless, you know, just plug and play.
Unless you were actually looking at the position, if you just could block out that position and say which guy was in their quarterback, I don't know if you would know a lot of times.
So they had to change a lot of what they are doing this year because of Cam Newton. Different skill set,
different player. So is there some regret out there, Mr. Fourier?
Well, it's funny you say that. Doing? Okay, because, yeah, you mentioned it, right? So there was I feel like there was a lot of excitement, at least for me, and probably with Josh McDaniels when it came to, wow, I look at this, I get to do things I've never been able to do before. I'm going to run nakeds. I'm going to run boots. I'm going to run quarterback draws, quarterback counters. I mean, I'm going to go heavy, heavy, heavy. And he's going to give me touchdowns. He's going to run the football. I think there is some, maybe it's not regret, Glenn. Maybe it's a realization that everything has to be simplified now. Like everything has to be modified, but in a bad way, not modified. Hey, I got this real souped up car. Let me put some real, badass tires on to make it go faster. No, he has to be simplified because he can't run Josh McDaniels' offense, like the original one, the one that he wants to run. He can't complete those passes. He can't dissect the defense. He can't get it to the right guy. He can't throw a guy open. Like, you have to be precise in this offense. To me, I feel like Josh feels restricted. That he, in the beginning, I feel like he thought that he could really open up a whole new world. Open up his own world. Like, forget about what Bill's going to give you. He's going to open it. He's going to do it himself.
There's a little give and take, right? So I got something I can play with here a little bit. I got a quarterback. I can do some, quarterback draws. I can. He's going to take off. And I'm going to love those plays. However, what am I sacrificing? As much as I love those plays, do I miss reading a defense? Do I miss seeing a guy open? Do I miss accurate throws? Right? I mean,
well,
that's kind of
and I would add to your point. I would add to what you keep bringing up when it comes to the old school sound of Bill talking about if you take Moss away, if you take Welker away, how do you do it?
So that was 09, he said that. I think it was Football Life. Remember, they're on the sidelines. So actually, they were in the meeting room when he said this about that football team.
I mean, offensively, we've seen this now twice, really. If you just take Moss away in the deep part of the field and get down on Welker, we're done. We're done. We can't run the ball. We can't throw it to anybody else. We're done.
So take that and flip it. You don't think Bill's sitting there right now saying, listen, if they put eight guys in the box and they stop us running the football, or they spy Cam, they take away the big runs from Cam Newton, we're done.
Yeah.
We can't move the football. We can't throw it to anybody.
True. Well, no, but we're done. I would say even more so.
This is easier to do than stop Moss and Welker, correct?
And then looking at the routes they were running, it's such beginner football. And it's just not a high-level, sophisticated offense. You know, that's what Josh runs. He runs a sophisticated offense. There's a lot of checks and balances, and, the routes need to be precise, and the throws need to be on target. You have to be an accurate quarterback to survive because third down requires you to be accurate. You can't misfire. The windows are smaller. The defenders are taking away what you do best. They've watched film. You have to throw them open. You can't just, it can't be wide ass open. And like, that can't be the only way you complete a pass. So if I know a guy can't do it, I have to oversimplify it. I have to dumb it down so I can really I can be successful with your skill set. Your skill set says you can't throw the deep. You can't throw the quick angle route. You wait too long on the option route. And I haven't thrown one seam route all year. A tight end, a receiver, has not caught a seam route. There's been no all goes. There's been none of that.
Well, see, this,
you can't throw it.
See, this is what I'm getting at when it comes to, that's why I think Cam Newton's got 2 weeks left. Because I think that if Bill watches San Fran, what they do, and watches Buffalo, what they do, and there's, games of film now, it's on film, and the defense is just sitting there saying, okay, load the box up. Let's keep a guy like Adrian Phillips, if you've got one. Buffalo plays that safety down the box a lot, right?
Up, yeah.
Keep an eye on Cam. He's the eighth guy, maybe the ninth guy. Like, where are they going to burn us? Like, where are they going to burn us on the outside if we throw eight guys in the box and we stop this run and we keep an eye on Cam Newton? And I think eventually Bill's like, well, if teams are starting to take that away from Cam, then why is he my quarterback? Like, if we can't do this anymore, then Why is he still my quarterback?
Yeah,
I think it's easy to defend. And I got to believe Bill, as a defensive mind, looks at his offense every year and says, how can I stop this offense if I was playing defense against my own team? And I think even back then, stop Welker, Moss over the top and Welker underneath, that's a lot harder to stop those two. Talking about two great wide receivers than it is to stop this offense. He knows this offense is easily stoppable.
See, the one thing that always stood out to me is that, like, third down was always a fun down for me to watch because of how Brady kind of operated it, and you know, and how we saw the field and how the receivers saw the same thing he saw. So there was a high probability that, one, he was going to get you in the right route, and two, he was going to throw, he was going to give you a chance to win. Like, I could see, I feel like, you know, Josh sometimes sits there, starts reminiscing, you know, even though they were at odds last year a little bit as far as philosophy and who to bring up and, you know, who to showcase as far as young talent. Yeah. Hey, the guy's not going to get better if you don't throw him the ball. Well, I don't want to throw an interception. He's going to fall down. Well, how is he ever going to get better?
Right.
Like, you got to be patient with him. Well, okay, he doesn't want to. So they're at odds there, which I can understand. But the fact that he had this great, like, new little toy, and he was having a lot of fun with it. Then he's like, oh, this is all it does? Like, he said, this is it? So what happens when you do this? Nothing. What happened if I wanted to do this? Well, you got to get the extra model.
You got to upgrade.
You got to get the attachment. You got to upgrade. Yeah. Well, what does that mean? You need a better receiver.
See, how can
you need a better tight end.
I don't see how you can win consistently in this league throwing the football for 140 yards.
Right.
And once you know, and you're seeing it the last 2 weeks, definitely seeing a change in how teams are defending the Patriots. And it's all about stopping Cam in the run. So even if Cam runs for three big runs in the game, they still lose. He had a 38-yard run. It was the biggest play of the game for them. They still lost.
See,
the game.
I always got really nervous when I was in a game and I was hoping for something, just luck. When I was hoping that, hey, you know what, we can't get anything. Maybe we'll get lucky. Hey, yeah, oh, I was
not
praying.
A good way to live.
I was praying for a turnover, man. We need a turnover. We need somebody to fumble the ball, and we need to fall on it in the end zone. I mean, that is what it feels like to me.
Well, it feels to me that when he throws like a 15-yard reception to like Demir Byrd, it's like, oh, wow. Like they'll do it a few times, right? Throw four of them a game. But it's there's no consistency with it. It's not like you're putting a drive together that way.
Well, the other thing we're finding out is the more he throws, the more trouble he gets into, and that's when he turns the ball over. So that is another issue you have to deal with.
Two weeks.
Right now, they don't have the margin of error to give three turnovers. They can't do it. Let's go to Cal. Cal's in Quincy here on OMF. Hello, Cal.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey, so I think Jimmy G's tailor-made for this offense. He's a knowledgeable kid. He knows the system.
Knows the system.
Just like Hoyer.
I'm just saying, I watched this kid play. He plays with confidence. He got a good rapport with Belichick and McDaniels. They need weapons, obviously. The only true receiver that they have is this slot receiver, Julian Edelman, and he's 35 years old or 34 years old. I mean, seriously, what is this kid, Nikhil Harry, done for Cam Newton or anybody? Brian Hoyer. There's no one that gets the system like Jimmy's going to get it. And what his problem is, when he starts running around, he's going to get hurt.
See, the thing is, yeah, thank you, Cal. The thing is that this is not Josh's system. I mean, these are his plays. These are plays that he has in the system, in the playbook. But this isn't his system. See, his system works very differently.
When you said, like, you know, Josh, like, regret, you know, because Cam's not the passer. I do think he got a glimpse of what a running quarterback can do and how valuable it can be. And I think Bill feels the same way, kind of like going up against some of these quarterbacks as a defensive coordinator, like how dangerous they are and how it changes your focus and how you can play them. So I think that they like that, which to me, just still, I feel like the answer is still coming out of college here. You know, maybe he's talking about Jimmy G and what he can do. He can run Tom's offense. It's seamless. You think they want to run Tom's offense in 2021?
No, I think
the
they
NFL?
Want somebody.
Yeah, but
and is Jimmy really a runner? Bit. Every time he runs, he gets hurt.
No,
you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I still think they're going to be in position to be able to grab a college quarterback, and you see it now. You see these kids coming out that can move and they can run.
Yeah,
and
but
they can throw.
I would say that that is nice to have, but I don't think you can be. Like, Cam has run heavy. He's run dominant. Lamar Jackson is run dominant, but that offensive system is tailor-made to him and his skill set, and the play action kills you, and he's just accurate enough that it works. But watch what happened to him against the Titans. They took it away,
yeah.
And he picked a bad day to miss open guys.
I feel like that quarterback, the pocket quarterback, is a dinosaur. And the only people that kind of survive it are guys like Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, as far as the older
but
players.
But what do you say?
But hold on. I would agree.
Aaron Rodgers is a runner.
No, that's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are the older players that still fit that mold of, you know, what the next generation of quarterbacks are and what teams are looking for. Like, you look at a guy like Kyler Murray, he's not a good passer right now.
That's a problem.
It is. But he's so dynamic running the football, you can blow out the Dallas Cowboys and throw 9 completions.
No,
he won't be that bad.
Against that defense.
I agree, but I think Bill and Josh feel like they can grab a young quarterback out of college. They can't teach him how to run. That's just God-given, right? He's just fast. But they can teach him about Pat throwing the football. They could take their knowledge of like a Tom Brady-type offense or whatever, Jimmy G., and they can talk about picking up the field and moving in the pocket and everything else. The other stuff they can't teach.
Yeah, but I think
take
Christian's
off, get
right.
A first down.
I think Christian's right. There's a difference between what Lamar Jackson does and what Cam Newton does, and obviously different body types, versus what Patrick Mahomes can do, okay, or Wilson can do. These guys can run, but they also can throw the football, and they can throw the football on the run. I think that's the problem with the New England Patriots right now. They are one-dimensional. And we could sit here and talk about lack of weapons, and I think there's something to that. But these guys should be able to do better than 140 yards through the air.
I just feel like that's them. I feel like that is them. And you say I just feel like they're going to be, this offense is never going to reach an elite status. It's never, because you don't have the personnel to reach elite status. How are you going to reach elite status if you don't have the, like, I don't think they have, I'm not going to sit there and just kill the weapons, because they're all pros. And they all can produce for you.
Yeah.
Like, but they're not elite. Like, Izzo's not an elite. Bird is not elite. Edelman used to be elite. I mean, N'Keal Harry is, in my opinion, still on his rookie year. I can't just bury him, because they need to take what he can do best and accentuate it, and then just beef it up and just fill it full of steroids. And then just live and die by it.
Yeah. See, my point more is, like, even, you know, we start throwing Ryan Tannehill in this group too, by the way.
Yes, sure.
Guy can move, right?
Yep.
He can run.
Absolutely.
The point is that the pocket quarterback is a dinosaur in my mind. The people will finish out their career and whatever. So if Brady has a bad game throwing, you're not moving the football. If Josh Allen has a bad game throwing, you can win the football game. If Kyler Murray has a bad game throwing, you can win the football game.
Well, because
it'll be you can get
he'll just make a play
with his legs.
He'll make a play.
So you got to be too perfect in today's NFL. If all you could do is sit in a pocket and just throw darts, precision offense. I think it's old. I think it's over. I do.
Yeah, but see, eventually, here's the thing. Okay, so not everyone's gonna be a five tool player. Not everyone can be Mookie Betts. You know, hit for power,
six tools.
Hit for contact.
Leadership.
Great. Magic Johnson smile.
Seven tools.
Like
smile.
That guy's rare.
Yeah.
So you would like for your quarterback to be able to have the wheels to run, get out of jams, but also just run the offense. Hey, I'm telling these guys, this guy's running an out. This guy's running a corner. This guy's running a hitch. Can you run my offense? Well, the offense says for you to throw the corner out based on this coverage. Well, I get scared. I just want to run. No, I'm paying this guy to run corner routes. He's good. This guy is good. All these guys can be good, but you just have to get them the ball. So at one point in time, do these guys run the offense that they're asked to run? Because, or you're just, or you're literally just drawing plays up in the dirt. Hey, you know what? I don't know what to do. Make a play. But what do you want me to run? Whatever. I'll go and then just make a play. Like, that is what you're asking him to do. You can't win games like that.
All right, this hour has been brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days. Get your new 2020 Jeep Renegade today. So whether it's Cam Newton, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's Jarrett Stidham as your starting quarterback next year, better get yourself some tight ends. Why did that position go so wrong with this franchise? We'll get to that and your phone calls coming up next. Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.